we want to hear from you here. We want your calls. Because I don't know if you've heard, but Osama bin Laden is dead. Did you hear that? Oh, of course, I'm kidding, because if you haven't heard it, you're living on another planet. But how did you hear about it? When did you hear about it? I think it's going to go down in the history books as one of those things of where were you when, right? Like the generation before us, where were you when Kennedy was shot? Where were you when you heard that Osama bin Laden was dead? For me, I was washing dishes, and a friend called me and told me to turn on the TV and then just hung up. And this is what I heard the president say.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children. The American people did not choose this fight. It came to our shores and started with the senseless slaughter of our citizens. After nearly 10 years of service, struggle, and sacrifice, we know well the costs of war. We will be relentless in defense of our citizens and our friends and allies. We will be true to the values that make us who we are. And on nights like this one, we can say to those families who have lost loved ones to Al-Qaeda's terror, justice has been done.
All right. So I think my first reaction was probably pretty typical. I mean, I felt relief. How is it not a good thing that the people of this earth will never have to hear from this bastard again? But as I continued kind of washing my dishes, something was bothering me. And not because I have a soft spot in my heart for mass murderers, because I don't. But because the president used the word justice. I mean, is that what this is? Was this justice? I mean, I was right with him all the way up to that point, and then he lost me. And to be honest, I did a kind of slow burn on it, because the way I've always defined justice is with a capital J, as in righteous judgment of crimes, not assassination. I mean, and that's what this seems to be, right? I mean, I think it's fair, based on all of the available evidence, to conclude that this was an assassination mission. Now, is that the same thing as justice? Is it to you? I mean, did you get snagged by that? Because I did. And I really want to tread very lightly here, because I don't in any way want to dishonor the legacy of pain and suffering this grotesque of a man left in his wake. Because like most Americans, I still feel the pain of 9/11. This is a pain that will never go away for any of us. And for those who lost loved ones, it is a pain that none of us who did not lose people on that day can even begin to understand. And to those people, my heart is eternally with you, and my sympathies are forever at your side. But I'm still left with a question. Was this justice, or was it an assassination? Is it possible for them to be the same thing? I mean, maybe in the movie version it is, but here, in the three-dimensional human world, where these kinds of distinctions define our moral character, it's much more complicated. Because in my mind, justice and assassination are not the same thing. And so, without thinking too much, I put out a statement on my Facebook page saying exactly that. That I want to remind everyone, because it seems our president has forgotten, that vengeance and justice are not the same thing. And quite honestly, I didn't expect the reaction I got. But man, within 5 minutes, I had 50 of the angriest comments I'd ever gotten. And while I could be accused of bad timing, and I have by some, I don't think I'm wrong here. I mean, would Martin Luther King call this justice? Would Mahatma Gandhi call what happened to Osama bin Laden justice? I don't think so. And for very good reasons. Because they believed, as I do, that justice, the kind that moves the evolution of our species forward, cannot be accomplished with bullets. And when we confuse our appetite for revenge with our hunger for justice, I think we lose something essential, something we need to actually build the better world that we seek to live in. And that something is our own humanity, which we lay at the defeat of our enemy, who continues to attack us with our own vengeance, even in death. But what do I mean by justice? I mean, isn't it justice that a man who killed thousands of innocent people take a bullet to the eyeball? Does a man like Osama bin Laden deserve a fair trial, if there is even such a thing possible for him? Does someone so seemingly inhuman deserve humane treatment? For him, I say no. He deserves none of these things. But here is my point. I think we do. Those of us left to clean up the bloody mess from his inhumanity do deserve those things. Because I think justice isn't something that we afford only to the guilty. It is something we give to ourselves. And the process we go through to achieve it each and every time, defining it case by case by case, and insisting on the process for its own sake, imperfect as it is the wall of separation between us and the monsters of the world. But if we let our bloodlust, as justified as it may feel, if we allow that to forsake our commitment to the process of achieving even an imperfect justice, do we not foreclose on the possibility that someday, we might actually perfect it? Now, I know there's probably very little chance that Osama bin Laden would have been taken to an international court, because he never would allow himself to be taken alive. But that serves my point, because Osama bin Laden would rather die than face justice, just like Hitler would rather die than face justice. And that confirms what we already know, that these people are cowards, that they hide behind violence and hatred and retribution because they do not possess the courage or character to stand and be accountable to their actions. But it also confirms something else. The power of true justice. The power of justice to transform their violence and their hatred into righteousness. For me, this is the moral ground where we plant the flag of this country, because it stands as a symbol of justice for all, even our enemies. Because that's when it's hard, man, and that's when it really counts. And so when I see my fellow Americans dancing in the streets, wrapping themselves in the flag in the name of death, I can't help but feel that they have plucked it from that higher ground and dragged it through the mud of our worst impulses. And so when the President of the United States calls an assassination, however justified he thinks it is, when he calls that justice, I think we should be very quick to correct him. Because like I said, this is not the movie version of life on planet Earth. This is the real thing, where we must measure words like justice very carefully. I mean, if you're satisfied with this result, then just be honest and call it what it is. Vengeance. Revenge. And if that's enough for you, it is your right in this country to scream it from the rooftops. But if you want to celebrate death, the death of another human being, any human being, no matter how vile, by waving an American flag, I cannot join you. Because it is not a celebration of justice. It is a celebration of revenge. And I think we're better than that. Abraham Lincoln once said that America is the world's last great hope. I agree with him. Don't you? That America is the world's last great hope. Because if we don't remind the world that vengeance will never bring peace, who will? If America doesn't carry the light of our highest potential into the darkness, who will? If you and I will not stand up for the very, very best of what a human society can be, who will? Because I believe with all of my heart that only justice brings peace. Only justice ends the cycle of violence and hatred. And only our moral commitment to the practical application of that justice, the process through which we define it each and every time for ourselves, for each other, and for the world. That process is the only thing that will set us free. And on that day, I will celebrate with you, because we will have made Osama bin Laden and his ilk of this world, the dinosaurs of a new and gentler age. So what do you think? Was this justice? Does this assassination fit your definition of justice? Is this vengeance? Is it revenge? How do you define justice? And how do we differentiate justice from vengeance, justice from revenge? Do you know? I'm still trying to figure it out. I want to hear from you on this. I want to have this conversation. We have no guests in the first hour because I just want to talk to you. The numbers here are 503-248-0620, 1-866-452-0620. You're listening to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman. And I want to hear from you. Is what happened to Osama bin Laden justice or revenge? Your calls are next.